movies and musicals with Aideen Gormley.
You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, first up this afternoon, Bernstein on the big screen. There's been a lot of talk about this. So what's the latest?
Yeah, there's been plenty of talk about it. Bradley Cooper is slated to direct, star and produce this script, which he co-wrote with Josh Singer, who did Spotlight. And Netflix have apparently acquired all the rights
there you go.
To it. So the film spans three decades, tells the complex story of colourful life and marriage between the musical genius and his wife. It was set up actually at Paramount Pictures. Now, they've left the project, but Amblin Entertainment are still involved. And we'll hear the list of producers that are attached to this project. So you got Bradley Cooper himself, Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg and Todd Phillips, to name but a few.
Now, they're throwing a few bob at it.
Yeah, that's a good selection. Of producers to have.
I like the idea of Bradley as Bernstein, I have to say. Work.
And there was a Jake Gyllenhaal project as well that was happening, but apparently, the rights, the exclusive rights from the estate was given over by the children to Cooper, and that was the clincher in terms of removing any other projects that are going to happen. So, yeah, it's I suppose, he was probably looking for his next project that he could do after the success of A Star Is Born, and this is going to be it. And Netflix, I think they're going to give it a pretty wide cinema release after it's made before they will put it on their platform itself.
Good. Delighted to hear it. We're staying with Netflix and The Rock.
I mean, the Netflix stories, they're doing so much movies. The Rock is now doing his first ever original feature for Netflix called Red Notice. It began production there on Tuesday. Ronson Marshall Thruber, who did Skyscraper with The Rock, is directing, which is set in a world of international crime, with the title referring to an Interpol alert term to hunt down and capture the world's most wanted criminals, in this case, an art thief. Now, Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot co-star in this project. It's an original idea. Netflix hope to launch a franchise with this. Not surprising, considering how successful The Rock's work, Dwayne Johnson's work, is on screen. It's expected that it'll arrive sometime around 2021.
It's a good time for Netflix, as you say. You've been looking at the figures.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing time for them and the amount of money they're spending on content. It's a curious one because they wrote a letter to their shareholders. And of course, one of the big questions about it is how many people watch the films on there. We don't really have any independent third party verification of all this. But they did say to their shareholders that 83 million households watched Six Underground. That was the movie starring Ryan Reynolds in its first 4 weeks on Netflix. Now, the curious part about this that I find really interesting is that they can count the viewers based on anyone that watches at least 2 minutes. Now, that doesn't seem very scientific,
no.
does it? In terms of how that this wasn't the case, but it's now how they're doing it. It's a change, really, in the methodology. Now, it remains, I think, that Bird Box, starring Sandra Bullock, remains the most watched original movie on Netflix. They didn't include any figures for The Irishman or Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story. Would have been nice to see that.
They
did say that Klaus, this was the streamer's first feature-length animated film, was watched by 40 million households in its first 28 days. Actually for an Oscar for Best Animated Film. So this new 2 minute metric, you could just watch the credits on some movies and get a tick for it. People would love to know.
I think
you have to remember, we're moving from an advertising based industry for television, and then box office would have always provided us figures, and people like agents and actors and everybody would kind of like to know if people are watching their movies and in what volumes.
Right, let's come to David O. Russell and his next film. A great director, and he often uses the same kind of cast members, doesn't he?
He does.
So who's he going with this time around?
Well, he's got Margot Robbie, Jamie Foxx and Angelina Jolie are all reportedly in consideration for roles in his next movie. It's got a working title called Amsterdam, but Christian Bale,
who he has worked with quite a bit, is
set for the film's lead role.
What about Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, there is talk of it. I suppose she's probably a name name that's circling one of those roles as well. Now, a person he has worked with before, was it Silver Linings Playbook, Robert De Niro, who got his SAG award the other night, Lifetime Achievement. Wasn't that some reel when they played selection of movies?
And
Leonardo DiCaprio had said, you know, we kind of take him for granted. And then you see the reel and you went, oh my God, the films.
It's quite something.
That he's been in. Yeah, amazing. And they're working together, actually, on a project called Killers of the Flower Moon. But in terms of David O. Russell, it seems that De Niro is going to play John D. Rockefeller in a movie. The bombshell writer Charles Randolph is penning the script. It seems like it's a bit off first because the Christian Bale movie is going to happen. Amsterdam's going to happen before that.
Okay.
But that's a nice prospect to think of, De Niro working with David O. Russell. And as I mentioned, he's going to be working with Martin Scorsese in his next film called Killers of the Flower Moon, which is expected to shoot shortly.
That all sounds good. Some casting news also for Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, he's closed a deal to star in and produce The Great Machine. This film is an adaptation of Brian K. Vaughan's award-winning comic book titled Ex Machina, not to be confused with Alex Garland's very different 2014 film Ex Machina, which, just to confuse matters, also starred Isaac. So this story centres on a former superhero becomes the mayor of New York City after 9/11. Hundred had the power to talk, that's the character's name, Hundred, had the power to talk to mechanical devices and is concerned less about superheroes than issues of government and political leadership. The writers of this, Anna Waterhouse and Joe Shrapnel, are adapting the script, and Isaac will produce as well. He's next to appear actually in Dune and is about to shoot The Card Counter, which is directed by Paul Schrader.
Very good. Some Irish movie news today. As we mentioned, we'll be talking to Gráinne Humphreys, director of the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival, a little later on this afternoon. But you've some good news on that front too.
Yeah, and one of the films that's playing obviously at the Dublin International Film Festival and actually closing the festival is herself, the movie. This is the Felidia Lloyd directed film. So it's going to Sundance this weekend actually. So it's going to be screening there. It follows the story of Sandra, played by Claire Dunn, who actually co-wrote the film along with Malcolm Campbell. But we're wishing them the best of
absolutely
luck with
great
that,
news.
Because obviously screening in Sundance is a big weekend for them. Just to mention another Irish movie that's heading to a film festival, that's the South by Southwest Film Festival, which will take place in Austin in March. The cycling drama The Racer has been selected there. This is Kieran J. Walsh's feature about the gripping drama about the Irish opening of the Tour de France set back in 1998. So the South by Southwest Film Festival is kind of a great collection, actually. It has film, interactive media, music, and that all comes together, as I said, in Austin. So it's a good one for emerging talent, and they're in the narrative spotlight section of that film festival. So
very good.
The Racer.
Trailer Watch, another Irish movie that's also indeed showing at the Dublin Film Festival.
Yeah, so this is, check out the trailer for this one, because
Looks great.
Going to be coming to Irish cinemas on May 8th, Rialto, and it did debut at the 76th Venice International Film Festival to good critical acclaim as well. It has a Scottish director, Peter Mackey Burns. It's based on Mark O'Halloran's play Trade. Good cast in this, Tom Vaughan Lawler leading this cast.
Everyone's talking about his performance.
Yeah,
super in it,
and
by all accounts.
He basically plays, he has a comfortable life, a managerial job in the city docks, and then he meets a 19-year-old, and interesting things start to happen. Do check out the trailer, it'll give you a good idea of that film, and as I said, it's out May 8th.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that one. That is Trailer Watch. Let's come to new releases in cinemas this weekend. We are starting with The Personal History of David Copperfield.
Hello? Can you wake up?
What are you doing?
Medicine. Reviving you.
This is salad dressing.
Is it? I thought it was Armagnac. Don't have my spectacles on.
Do you have a letter somewhere covered in ointment?
His head is entirely removed from his body, we're sure.
Let's leave Charles's head on one side for the moment, Mr. Dick.
Pick it up later. Understood. How do you do?
Now, Mr. Dick, don't be a fool, because no one can be more discerning than you when you choose. David Copperfield, my brother, you've heard me speak of him.
Yes, just then. Oh, you mean before that? Yes, I'm sure I remember. Oh, I'm hungry.
Cakes, cakes.
Well, Mr. Dick, my brother, David Copperfield, this is his son who's run away. What shall we do to them?
One thing he could do is...
I'd wash him.
Yeah, as you can hear there from the personal history of David Copperfield, I saw this one. It definitely looks at the lighter side of Dickens. It's not the grimness we're used to. And a really, really good cast. Dev Patel is super in it and hilarious. Tilda Swinton and Hugh Laurie, particularly good in it. It's a little long, maybe would be all I'd say, but it's definitely worth seeing. If you want to laugh, you want to laugh.
Yeah. Ben Whishaw on there as well. Paul Whitehouse, Peter Capaldi. Good cast.
Really good cast. I enjoyed it, yeah.
So we've two other movies to mention. The Turning is the first one. It's on a mysterious estate in the Maine countryside.
These won't be making you laugh these next two.
No, but if you like it, if you like to be scared, because a newly appointed nanny, Kate, played by Mackenzie Davis, is charged with the care of two disturbed orphans, Flora and Miles, played by Brooklyn Prince and Finn Wolfhard. Quickly, though, she discovers that both children and the house are harbouring dark secrets and things may not be as they appeared. Interesting about this, this was all shot in Ireland, this
That's
movie.
That's right,
shot
yes.
in Wicklow. And then the other movie to mention is The Grudge. This is about a house that's cursed by a vengeful ghost that dooms those who enter it with a violent death. Tara Westwood stars in
okay,
that
so you have a comedy or two horrors this weekend on the big screen. Your choices. And what about TV-wise? What movie
TV-wise,
have you chosen for us?
Yeah, a comedy on tonight on RT1. This is about a young Muslim, Aziz, who stumbles through cultural chaos and generational conflicts as he's managing a rundown abattoir, dealing with enraged fathers, some stoned buddies, and an alleged ex-lover of his girlfriend. It's a comedy starring Colm Meaney, Sarah Bulger, Nikish Patel, and Deirdre O'Kane. It's called Halal Daddy, and it's, as I said, on RT1 tonight at 11:15.
Great stuff. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.